Carolyn Jasinski, an Adelaide-based Pallet member, has previously reported for us from Kangaroo Island. Last week, she returned to the scene of devastating New Year firestorms and, of course, the coronavirus lockdown to see how locals were coping.
I've come over here. This is my first post-isolation trip around South Australia because we're allowed to travel within the state. So yay, I get to come. My first trip is to one of my favourite places on Kangaroo Island. And I'm lucky enough to be sitting here with three Kangaroo Island local identities and they're legends in their own lunchtimes here. They're fabulous people. I have got Gaylene Ingram and I've got Nikki Redmond. Now, both of these guys are guides with KI Odysseys. So while the rest of us are sitting here drinking Dudley Wines, which is from Kangaroo Island, the two girls can't because they're still on duty. And I've got Renee from Emu Bay Holiday Homes. Now, Renee has been here with her husband Johannes for 2 years now?
We've owned the property for 2 years, but we've actually been on the island for about 12.
Wow.
Yes.
So Johannes is one of the GPs, and you're a physio as well, aren't
you?
Yeah.
Yes.
So these guys are really busy as well. We're staying in a three-bedroom home, which is just gorgeous, overlooking beautiful Emu Bay. We've got one of the best views on the island, and it's just such a comfortable place to be in. There's three of us staying here as well, so we've got everything we need. Beautiful cheese platter made by lovely Lucy. What's Lucy's last name?
She's Lucy Trowbridge, and it's KI Kitchen. Does in-house catering for us. So, because there's no restaurants here, it's nice for guests to be able to eat out. So
and
they
we
have
really
the food delivered.
We appreciate it. We've been out all day, all up the north coast. We've been looking at bushfire regeneration, which is one of the reasons I'm here, is to have a look at the island. And we were here in January just a few weeks after the fires, and it was devastating. It was just really sad. That's probably the best description. It was just charred and devastating. Tiny little bit of regrowth, but now there's green growing everywhere. So this is why Nikki and Gaylene are so important, because they work for KI Odysseys and they're doing some virtual tours at the moment. Mm-hmm. So although we're allowed to travel now, this is the first trip that I've been allowed to do. So we're hoping to get more people to come back to Kangaroo Island and have a look. But Nikki's going to tell us all about virtual tours she's been doing.
Yeah, so we wanted to keep our guests happy and keep them involved. A lot of people are stuck home, so you know, we thought we'd start doing virtual tours. You know, people can enjoy our beautiful island from home.
It's a great idea. Where would they go to find them?
Kangaroo Island Odysseys Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can go to the Facebook page and you click on the link, mm-hmm. and there's Nikki and Gaylene in all their glory. They're actually really good at it. I've seen a few of them. Nikki is called, nicknamed Nickopedia. She hates it, but we love it because she just knows everything about wildlife. If you're driving along, you might be thinking the wilderness looks great, but Nikki will spot an echidna. And I don't know how she does it, but whatever she spots, she'll stop and she'll show you and she'll talk about it, and she just talks all day because...
Can't shut me up, can
you? No, you can't. Bit like me, really. I wonder if we get on so well. And Nikki was telling me that Gaylene, who's with us as well, you're a guide as well, aren't you, Gaylene?
Yes.
Gaylene actually fought the fires.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How did that go? Just tell me, because... For somebody like me who was miles away from the danger, you know, we looked on in horror and we empathised with everybody. We have no idea what you went through.
Yeah, it was great teamwork amongst all the local CFS members, plus we had a lot of help from CFS crews from all over the state.
Yeah.
Even the Metropolitan Fire Service came down and helped as well, and SES from all over the state as well. So there was I think there's 80 something fire trucks here at one point. And so it was a big team effort.
Yeah.
I was fortunate that I wasn't actually on any of the major front lines.
Right.
I helped out mostly with all the cleanup and the back burning and stopping it from reaching what was getting close to the airport and to King's Coat. So
I saw the was it Ground Zero or something like that they called it at King's Coat Airport, where they had all the relief trucks, and it was like headquarters, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was so odd to see, because today we went past again and it's back to being bare.
Yes.
Which is how I remembered it, but to see all those tents and vehicles and everything.
That was the staging area. That's where the trucks all came in every night and went out each day. Us local crews were able to go back there and sign off,
right,
and get our trucks checked and things, and then we would go back to our own homes. But all the visiting crews, they were staying in tents. They had a huge mess hall where everyone was being fed. And the Salvation Army was there doing teas and coffees and running a lot of the food. So
right.
It was a big effort.
So your house was okay?
Yeah, so I'm in King's Coat.
Right.
So it never got as right up to King's Coat.
I did hear that King's Coat was evacuated one night and everybody spent the night on the jetty. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, it was a bit of a worry when it was coming down from Pandan away. It was a pretty big red glow in the sky, and it had a lot of people worried because they weren't really sure if it was going to pull up in time. And everyone fell back from the Pandana. They had the base at Pandan and they fell back into King's Coat.
Okay.
And that was one of the nights that was a bit scary.
Yeah. I imagine it would have been horrendous. I mean, the footage we saw on TV was frightening for us in our lounge rooms, let alone thinking about what you guys went through.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that particular day, my husband's a farmer on the island,
right,
and that particular day we went on a fire truck. We were in actually farm fire units instead, helping out, and then we had to move back to around the Signet River area. They've got a farm, and we were moving all the sheep to the Bearis paddocks. And we had to box up lots of sheep into all one big bear paddock just in case it came down, and all the other farmers were doing that. But luckily it stopped a few kilometres from that farm.
Yeah, so it would have been scary. And Nikki, you were, all the guide work obviously stopped because of the fires, and you mentioned that you
were doing some volunteering at the Hanson Bay Sanctuary, and that was... Yeah, there's things I can't unsee, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny because you run on adrenaline, and Gaylene, we had a big cry about this one night, and you run on adrenaline for so long and you push it away, and then all of a sudden I had to go see the doctors because I wasn't travelling too well. And I've got to say the army were amazing. They come and did all the dirty work, like cleaning up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It was horrific, yeah.
I met some of the Army Reserve guys.
There were New Zealand boys. It's quite funny, and the Aussies are giving them heaps and saying, "Oh, drop bears! You're going to be careful of drop bears." And all the like. There was some. It was beautiful the way that they helped us and you know, engaging us and talking to us. Are you okay? And all of that. And you think you them as well. You know, the things that they saw
I spoke to a couple of them and this was when I was in here in January, 4 weeks after the fire, after one of the fire fronts, and we met these guys at Vivon Bay General Store, and they were hoeing into one of their legendary whiting burgers.
Oh, their lamb burgers are good too.
Oh my God, they're good. But these guys they were still there, and they'd asked to stay, so they'd been on for a few months.
They were all spending money here too and everything, going to our shops, and they were wonderful. And I think, you know, I was a bit worried about the farmers and some of the men and that around the place when they left, you know. It was like all of a sudden it was like everyone was gone, and then
gone.
This happened, and, you know, we can't hug each other and all that, you know. The island turned into this beautiful hugging and really close place, and then...
Yeah, the community feels amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Carolyn Jasinski reporting there from Kangaroo Island. Part 2 of her interview continues next week.